you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we will bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques that are going to help you create the life that you desire. I have had so many of you listeners send me emails, and I'm so grateful to hear of what our show is doing for you. So to connect with me, guys, just email me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. I'd love to hear your comments and your feedbacks and your ideas. And I'm really grateful to make a difference in your life for those who have shared their positive comments. Now, tonight, we've got such an inspiring show for you. And I want to start off by sharing my personal story with you, because some of you have been sharing, you didn't know my story. So right now, I'm going to take a minute to share that story with you. In 1989, I was diagnosed with having Crohn's disease. This is a disease that doctors will tell you is incurable. And then in 1992, when I was pregnant with my second daughter, my weight went down to just 80 pounds, folks. Doctors asked me to make a choice between living my life or the baby. I fired that doctor and I got a new one. The new doctor, he actually prescribed one of the best medicines I've ever had, and that was pet therapy. So my dog Rocky came down to the hospital. Then in 1996, my intestine burst, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Then I went through a near-death experience. I went through all of that, and then after 5 months of being in the hospital, I went home to learn that my husband of 16 years had a girlfriend for 14 of them. Then I went through a challenging divorce. So with all of these challenges, I was told over and over that things were not possible for me. But you know, guys, I absolutely refused to accept that. I became empowered and I took control of my own life. And that disease that doctors told me was incurable, well, folks, it is now completely cured. There's no sign of that disease in me at all. That baby the doctors told me I wouldn't survive to deliver, well, she's now 18 years old. She's healthy and happy and she's so beautiful. I did end up losing 3 feet of my intestine when it burst, but you know what? That's not much compared to what could have happened. And then after making many changes in my life, as well as clearing a lot of things that weren't right, I did attract Mr. Right into my life, and I've been with him for 11 wonderful years, and I tell you, I couldn't be happier. So each week as you tune in, I want you to know that I've been where you are today. And I want you to hold this in your mind and hold it in your heart. Because if I can go through all of these challenges in my life and be where I am today, then I know that you can do it also. Folks, I believe in you. Now, here's a quote that I read daily. I wrote this on post-it notes, and I read this affirmation that helped me through all these challenges. Here's the quote for you to write down and say in your mind. Change the way that you look at things, and the things that you look at will change. So let me say it again. Change the way that you look at things, and the things that you look at will change. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the solution. And that was my secret to my success, guys. Now, today on the show, anyone who is going through any kind of challenge is going to be inspired by our show today. The topic of our show today is how to live a fun and balanced, healthy life. And my very special guest is Brian Benson. Brian Benson is a multiple award-winning author, speaker, actor, musician, entrepreneur, workshop facilitator, finisher of over 50 triathlons, including 4 Ironman distant races, cross-country bicyclist, inspirational poet, and a committed advocate of helping others be the best that they can be. Having authored 5 books, Benson's now completing a 6th self-improvement title, If Brian Can Do It, I Can Do It. His first book, Brian's List, 26 and a half easy-to-use ideas on how to live a fun, balanced, healthy life, was the winner of a 2009 Next Generation Indie Book Award in self-help category. It also won an award, was an award-winning finalist in the self-help motivational category of the National Best Books 2009 Awards, sponsored by U.S. Book News. Didn't I tell you guys you're going to have an inspiring show here today between Brian and I? And that's not all. Brian is currently working on a movie that filmed in downtown Reno called Guitar Man, with the intention of having it picked up by the Spiritual Cinema Circle. The movie was written by Brian with the idea of sharing the message that everyone has stories and that they are all valuable. It tells the story of a down-on-his-luck Delta blues guitar player who plays for money at night on the streets of Reno. Stay tuned for the trailer on that. I think he'll have the details on his website. He'll share that later with you. Now, Brian considers himself an everyday man who has learned how to trust his intuition and listen to his heart, which has led him to follow his goals and dreams and make them reality. He believes that living a balanced and centered lifestyle, combined with a loving acceptance and belief in yourself, is key to speeding up the process of attaining and accomplishing all your goals and dreams. Things come so much easier and flow so much more readily when we are in balance, folks. Now, if you want to learn more about Brian Benson, you can visit his website, G, that's G as in girl, BrianBenson.com. And as we're going through the show, I'm going to keep repeating that. Now, without any further delay, before we have to go to a break, I want to bring Brian on the show. So, Brian, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Sue.
I'm so excited to have you here today.
I'm excited, too.
You and I have, we share the same message, and I think, you know, that we have a lot of listeners who can, we can fill this show with so many tools and techniques to help folks. Now, we're going to have to go in a commercial in about 3 minutes, but before we do that, Brian, I just want to share with everyone listening that you have the opportunity to phone in, and you can ask Brian or myself any questions about this topic, okay? So the number today that you can call in is 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Now, Brian, we're about 3 minutes from break, but what I want you to do is, can you share with everyone what inspired you to write this book, Brian's List, 26 and a half easy-to-use ideas on how to live a fun, balanced, and healthy life?
Yeah, absolutely. About three years ago, I was in a job that I was no longer, I was burned out. It was a job, my father and I, we co-owned a business. And I just always knew in the back of my mind that that's not what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And I just wasn't fulfilled there anymore. So I had a talk with him, and he was understanding, and we ended up selling the business. And about the last month that I was there, not quite the last month, but during that process, you know, I was struggling to stay in balance. And I'm a very driven person, and being the driven guy that I am, I wanted to do a couple things. First of all, I wanted to figure out why I was feeling out of balance. And after some contemplation, I realized it was because of the job that I was in. Uh-huh. And so then I decided to come up with a handful of things that I knew that would keep me in balance and centered. And so I just put my little self-awareness cap on and scribbled some notes on a piece of paper, and I stuck that in my wallet. And every day thereafter that I began to feel out of balance, I would refer to my list and I would read it. And it really helped me. It helped so much that I thought, hey, why not expand this list and make it into a book to help others in the same way that they helped me? And so that's what I did, and it really came through me really rather quickly. And I just knew that I was supposed to self-publish it, and I just kind of had this little vision that there would be stickers on it. And lo and behold, I got really, really was blessed, and it won a couple of awards. And it's just, it was a really, really nice door opener that just kind of has led me onto my true path.
Yeah, and folks, let me tell you, it is a fantastic book. Now, Brian, we got to take a break already.
Yeah.
This is going to be such a fast show. Folks, before we go to a commercial, I want to remind you, you get to call in. You can ask Brian or I your questions. So before we go to the break, write this number down and give us a call, 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And again, go to the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these things on Brian's list. So stay tuned, folks.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Brian Benson, and we are talking about how you can live a fun, balanced, and healthy life. Before we continue, Brian, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to connect with you. So, Brian, can you just take a second and share your website address with everybody so they
sure,
can connect with you,
you
after?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the letter G, Brian Benson, Brian with an I, so it's gbrianbenson.com.
Great. Now, folks, in the beginning of the show, if you've just tuned in, I shared my personal story of the challenges that I faced in my own life. And for those of you that have just tuned in, I want to just fill you in to get you up to speed. I have overcome personally and healed Crohn's disease. I've survived a life and death pregnancy. I had my intestine burst. I was given 30 minutes to live. I had a near-death experience, and then I went through a challenging divorce. Now, one of my secrets of overcoming all of these challenges was that I had to get balance in my life. Brian, I know you are huge about this as well. So can you share why it's so important for people to live a balanced lifestyle?
Well, absolutely. It's, it's the cornerstone for everything that we do. One of the reasons that it's so important to have balance in your life, we have more energy. And yeah. The reason being is, because we've eliminated many of the things that aren't really important to us that could have a tendency to weigh us down. Things flow smoother for us. I believe that is the reason, because we become proactive, not reactive. We're making decisions because we want to, not because we're forced to. Mm-hmm. We're able to be our true selves. Mm-hmm. We can focus on what it is that we want to do, not what we might have to do. Mm-hmm. And my favorite is that our intuition becomes clearer and louder.
Oh, yeah, and, for sure.
Yeah, we're able to live from our heart. And, mm-hmm. When we're able to live from our heart, we're better able to listen to our intuition and guidance and act on it.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What do you do that any tool or technique that you use personally to keep yourself balanced? Is there anything that you can share? I've got some techniques myself, but I want you to share what you do with all our listeners.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of things. I mean, the original five that I had that I mm-hmm. came up with when I was in the process of doing my book, my original five were, one was drink more water, drink enough water, because
yep.
That just makes so much difference in my energy level and staying hydrated, et cetera. Another mm-hmm. one was have some daily exercise.
Yes.
Yeah. Another was make sure that I got enough sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I believe the fourth one was make sure that I allowed myself some alone time every day.
Uh-huh.
That's how I regenerated. And that was really important to me. And the fifth one I wrote down was make sure that I allow myself to be creative every day. And for me, being creative means to write or to maybe play guitar or to start a new project. And
uh-huh.
so those were my main five.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But obviously there's a lot more in the book that are really great ideas and ways to stay in balance as well. And a lot of them we share together, the folks, but, some of them might be a little more personal.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Like, to keep your balance, did you write down what you had to do every day?
Well, I wrote... Go ahead. Sorry.
Like, I know for myself, I'm keeping my health. There's no question about that. So with my busy schedule, what I do is I look at Sunday. I look at that as the beginning of the week, and I start my work week on the Monday. And on Sunday night, I look at what my schedule is for the week. And I look at, okay, where is my exercise going to fit in? I work with a personal trainer once a week, so I slot that in. I highlight it in my book. And then where my priorities are, I fit that in. Do you do something like that, or do you just kind of keep track? I have to do this today and this today and this day.
Well, let's see. I don't really have a list. I mean, I've been working on it for so long, it's just kind of become ingrained. I really know the mm-hmm. basics for me. Another one that wasn't
yeah.
part of my original five, but it's just as important as the original five, is to make sure that I eat healthy.
I'm
really, really sensitive to what I eat. And all those years of racing, I really had a good diet. And so mm-hmm. if that slides, then a lot of things slide for me.
Oh, I totally agree. I'm gluten intolerant, and I have a slow cooker. And, oh, my gosh, we eat so much boneless, skinless chicken breasts in our house. And I really – and, that, again, that's part of my Sunday. Like, I look, okay, what's everyone's schedule for the week, and who can cook when – if I'm doing my radio show at this time of the night, my daughter's cooking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we really plan our meals because, like you – I have to eat healthy. I'm missing 3 feet of my intestine, and eating healthy is extremely important. So, for me, with my schedule, I have to make number one priority, I got to keep my health. So I look at, okay, when's my exercising? And it's really amazing because if I don't write that in my book or plan it on the Sunday, I can easily, fit a meeting in or say, yeah, I can do this or do that. And it could slide away from me if I don't. So I want to point out to the listeners, no matter how busy you are, you got to do this. You got to make time for fitness, like what Brian says. You got to make time to eat healthy. These are your priorities, right?
Now, yeah, and it's really not, it shouldn't be extra, really a lot of extra work. It's just a matter of changing your habits.
Exactly. You're totally right, because, you know, now it's like a given. Okay, this is what I'm doing, you know, planning everything out, and we look at who's doing what and where we're having it and the whole bit. And, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Why do you think it's so hard for some folks to live a balanced lifestyle? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, obviously our lives have become busier. I like to use the juggler analogy. We've all seen a juggler, you know, on TV or the circus, and they're starting out with three or four balls, everything's fine. Well, they add more and more, it gets more and more difficult. Well, same thing happens to us if we continue to add more things to our daily schedule. And I really think, you know, and how does that make you feel, Sue? Like, if you have too much and you're not getting some of those things done, it probably makes you feel maybe anxious or guilty, frustrated, unworthy, all that stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah.
And I think that a lot of things, if people really took a closer look at their to-do list, I bet a lot of those things aren't really as important as they thought they might be. It's just that they become habit in their lives. And it's just a matter of kind of switching things up a little bit and making time for the things that really do make a difference, not the things that we think that make a difference that have just become habit.
Yeah. And, you know, some people say that, you know, being a parent, they can't make time for themselves. I went through being a single mom at one point in my life, and I had, you know, when I became a single parent, I had a 3-year-old and I had an 8-year-old, and I was just, you know, getting used to having my health back again. And I would make sure that I had time for myself, whatever that was, to read a spiritual book, to sit in the backyard. So no matter what your story is, you can always make time for yourself, is what I'm saying. Right, Brian?
Well,
do you agree?
Well, absolutely. And you're going to be better off, and the people that you're caring for are going to be happier because you're happy. I mean, it's you know, for sure.
Yeah.
There's a couple other reasons why people, I think, find it hard to stay in balance.
Uh-huh.
And this is really important, because they don't know themselves well enough. I really think that staying in balance really comes down to self-awareness.
Yes.
There's a great quote.
Yeah.
I think Don Miguel Ruiz said, something along the lines of, awareness is the first step toward personal freedom.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, once we know ourselves, then we can really do the things that work for us and get rid of the things that don't, and stop getting on that hamster wheel.
Absolutely. And I can tell you that, you know, if I have a day where I'm just not getting anything done and it's just not flowing and that, I just don't work that day. I'll go down the waterfront, take the dogs, or I might pick up my grandson, you know, I might go down the, you know, the water and play or whatever at the park. And I can come home and I'm so much more grounded. It's phenomenal. Now, you know, I'm just noticing we're going to have to take a quick break here for a minute. So can you hold that thought? And, guys, you're listening to Sue London on Get Inspired Radio. And when we come back, Brian and I are going to help you to get inspired even more to create a fun, balanced, and healthy life. So, again, guys, you can call in. And the number to call is 800-930-2819. Again, that number is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions to us through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com. So stay with us, and we'll be right back very shortly after these messages.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Brian Benson here with me today, and we're helping you get inspired to create the life that you desire. I hope you all got paper and pen out there today, because we are giving you lots of tools and techniques for you to create a fun, healthy, happy, balanced life. Now, before the break, we started talking about easy-to-use ideas that are in Brian's book. We were talking about how to have balance. So, Brian, let's share some more of those ideas that, you know, we were talking about that are easy things for people to do. We were talking about the exercise in the water. Can we touch on some more things?
Of course.
Okay, go for it.
Of course, of course. Well, I believe...
We talked about water. Go ahead.
Right, drink more water. You know, one that I think is really good, I have a chapter, it's called Write Down Your Thoughts.
Yes.
And, you know, we're all definitely susceptible to having stuff happen to us, and we just kind of, it sticks up in our brain, and we just kind of continue to mull it over, because maybe it wasn't a, I don't know, it just could have been a uncomfortable interaction with somebody. It could be a variety of things, but it just sticks up there and rolls around, and it causes us, it makes us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so I really am a big advocate of writing whatever it is down, mm-hmm. to kind of release it from your head so you can just relax a little bit more. I mean, you still have it, it's written down, and then you kind of still kind of work on it and try to figure out what you need to do to maybe clean it up. But mm-hmm. at least it's just not causing you the as much of a burden, I don't think.
You know, I was saying that I'm one that my mind is always going, because I'm always thinking, okay, what can I do now to help somebody, or what can I, you know, project can I start, or how can I, you know, do this charity event, or, you know, come up with things. And I was at a point one time in my life that I couldn't sleep because my mind was going so much. And someone suggested to me, before you go to sleep, write down everything that you had to do the next day. And that was going to help you to release mm-hmm. that from your mind, to calm you. And that really was a technique that really helped me. So right. Very, very powerful. Now, do you do writing a grateful journal?
You know, I've never really been a journal writer. I mean, that doesn't mean I don't find it valuable. I just... I think a lot of the stuff that I work on and deal with, is just, it kind of comes out of my writings. And that's the best way I can kind of describe it.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people have said to me that, you know, they're really negative and all they focus on is negative. And I know a technique that helped me was writing total truth letters. And, you know, writing in a the grateful journals. And I would write down, you know, five things I was grateful for. And I know I've had a few of you callers that you've shared through emails that, you know, you're focusing on the negative. And I found that I was at a point like that too. And when I wrote down things I was grateful for, and they were simply, I had food in front of me, I had a roof over my head, you know, simple things, that is how I started shifting to becoming more positive. And I had to do that every night, and that really helped me to go to sleep, calm mind, and with the feelings of gratitude. Any thoughts on that, Brian? Anything you want to share?
No, I agree. I am a big advocate of affirmations, and I also write down stuff that I'm grateful for, and I have it in my little computer bag, and I'll take it out once every day or once every other day while I'm just kind of doing some work, and just spend 5 minutes and go over everything and just kind of reinforce where I'm headed and what I am thankful for. So even though I don't do journaling, I definitely kind of do a form of it in that respect.
Yeah, and, you know, I've always been one that, you know, when you're given 30 minutes to live, you really look at life differently. And when I came back from that, I decided in my mind, everyone who I was appreciative about what they did for me, they would know it. And I always have said, you know, I really appreciate you, you know, I'm so grateful to you, whatever, you know, the reason, whatever they'd done for me. And I started being personally coached by Jack Canfield. And he said to me, you know, that's great that you're telling people you're grateful, but take the extra time and write it down. And he said, watch what happens, how you'll create more abundance in your life. And he explained it to me that it's like, you know, the universe is saying, hey, we're giving you this, so make that special effort to thank us, you know. And I found, you know, if you're Jack, you're listening, you were right. And it totally did shift things for me with all kinds of abundance in all areas of my life. So that's something that else, you know, people can hang on to. Now, you have a story, and do you want to share with everyone, you know, how this all started for you? We talked about your knee before the show. Do you want to share?
Oh, sure, yeah, real quick.
We're talking about my story.
Well, I have 3 new ebooks out, and one of them is called Discover Your True Greatness. And it's kind of a fun, humorous, inspiring story about how I went through a serious knee injury and how it led me into becoming healthy and getting into triathlons. I mean, basically, I was in college and I was playing mud football with a bunch of guys, and my kneecap got knocked out of place really, really badly. And I had a cast on for like 6 weeks and what have you, and then ended up going out again later, kind of worse, and so then I ended up having surgery. And so then I started the long process of rehab, you know, and altogether I was probably down for about 6 months, and that was really tough for, you know, I was probably 19 or 20 at the time, and I'm a very active person, and it just, I didn't know if my knee would come back normal. It was scary.
Yeah,
and so I just started going to rehab and took this rehab class at school, and it just started, my body, I started losing weight, my body got healthier, I started feeling better, and I had a couple friends who did a couple of short triathlons, and I thought, wow, that'd be a great goal to set for myself, and so that's what I did. I ended up doing one in, I think, way back in 1987, and it just, I got hooked. It was just so fun and so confidence building, and I got hooked, and I ended up doing 50 more over the next not quite 20 years, you know, and it just, it was a really nice thing. I did my first two Ironmen way back in 89 and 90, so it was a really nice thing to have, be a part of my life and kind of give me a feeling that I could do pretty much anything that I wanted to.
Good for you. Now, you know, touching on that subject, I want to share with our listeners, you're hearing Brian say this. One of the things, Brian, I don't know if I ever told you this, but even though I had healed from Crohn's disease, I still had in my mindset for quite a while that I was the disease. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, I felt that I couldn't do something because I was Crohn's disease. You know, I've been given the diagnosis, I'm okay. And a lot of people, I've worked with over 7,000 people now with bowel disease, and they will tell you, I can't do this because what if, you know? And I was in that category. Listeners, I'm going to openly tell you that. And one of the things that I had to do that was the biggest thing for me was work on my mindset. And I worked with a personal trainer, and he knew exactly that's what I needed, was working on my mindset, and he gave me homework every week. And what he had me do, it was great. I love him. I'm so grateful for him. And what he had me do was he had me pick something new every week to try. And he said by me trying it, that would prove to me that, you know, the disease was, you know, going, and I was getting stronger, and, you know, it turned out to be this exciting adventure that we still continue in our family. I started off by doing rock climbing, downhill skiing, rollerblading, did all these different things. And, you know, the further I got from home, the further from the washroom, it was like, I don't need this. I was traveling more. And that's something that, you know, I always say to people, try something new. And that will prove to you, that will build your confidence and prove to you that you can do anything you set your mind to. Did you have to go through anything like that for yourself, Brian?
Well, for sure. Yeah. You know, it just makes life so much more enjoyable, too. Obviously, the first few triathlons I did, especially the Ironman distance race, you know, there was a little bit, I was a little nervous, but for some reason, I knew that I was going to do it. I knew everything was going to be fine, and it turned out that way. I mean, I've been a good manifester even before I really realized what I was doing.
You are, but, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. But more recently, with all the stuff that has happened to me in the last 2.5 years, I held on to this thought that I wasn't very good at public speaking, and it scared me. And so after this Brian's List came out, I just knew that my path was going to be in front of people, so I did it with shaking knees, but I did Toastmasters, I did speech classes, I've done improv for a year, I took acting. I mean, it's been great.
Well,
and led me into things that just I never thought possible.
Yeah, and you know, saying that, listeners, you may have heard this from me, but for those of you who may not have heard it, believe it or not, I never had to speak in school the entire schooling because I used to be so freaked out by just saying here for attendance, I'd throw up on the teacher's desk each year. It got passed on. Don't ever speak, she'll throw up on your desk. And it wasn't until 2001 when I went to Toastmasters, and now my husband said, you know, he's responsible to get me talking, and now he can't shut me up. But so when you say Toastmasters, that's been great with my building my confidence too. Brian, we're about 2 minutes away from the break. You have a poem that you want to share. Do you want to share that now?
Sure. I think it'll fit. I don't think it'll fit nicely in there.
Perfect. Go for it, my friend.
Sure. Thank you. No, I like to write, you know, books as well as some inspirational poetry and stuff. This one's called My Dream. Mm-hmm. I have a dream that your dream came true, that your world has changed, and you're enjoying the view. Your sun shines brighter, your confidence grows. There's a bounce in your step. Your life is in flow. I have a dream that your dream came true. Your ideas and vision are shiny and new. Your belief in yourself comes straight from the heart. Never again will it be separate or apart. I have a dream that your dream came true. By following your heart, you've been given your due. Your intuition is cherished, trusted, and right. Your future lays sunny, inspired, and bright. I have a dream that your dream came true, that you're in control and have all the clues. You're an inspiration to others as you play your true part. You live from your center and you lead with your heart.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's wonderful. And so well done. And you wrote that yourself.
Yeah.
You are so gifted, my friend. I learn so much about you every time we talk.
I got a ton of those things.
Yeah, we'll have to talk another time even more. Start sending them to me.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, before we go to the break, share with everyone your contact information again, can you? What's your website?
Yeah, it's GBrianBenson.com. GBrianBenson.com.
Perfect. Now, guys, this is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, my guest, Brian Benson, and myself are going to get you even more inspired. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Brian Benson, and we've been talking to you about how you can live a fun, balanced, and healthy life. Now, Brian, you have a movie. Can you share with everybody about it?
Sure. it's almost finished. We're, I think, a few days away from completing editing, and I'm very excited. It's a short. It's probably going to be about 8.5-9 minutes.
Okay.
And it's called Guitar Man, and it was filmed in downtown Reno. And I play a kind of semi-homeless person who plays guitar for money on the streets. And there's many messages that I kind of hope to convey with this. You know, some are, you know, the value of giving, accepting others for who they are, connecting with others, and living life in your own terms. And so... Yeah. The footage is brilliant. I have a really, really talented filmmaker who shot this, and with all the bright lights and colors and uniqueness of the downtown Reno, I think it's going to be very, very, we're very excited about it. Very
That's
excited
good. Yeah, I can't wait to see it now. Is it going to be on your website? You know, we talked earlier about the trailer. Will they see that on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now there's a 30-second little clip from it. It's not basically a trailer. It doesn't really explain what's going on, but I do have a page on my website about the movie, so you can learn more about it there. But there is a 30-second clip, and we hope to soon have a trailer up there as well.
And if anyone's listening from Spiritual Cinema Circle, on behalf of Brian, please call him, because I know, Brian, you wanted to connect with them and work with
absolutely.
Them with it, eh? Yeah,
absolutely.
So... Spiritual Cinema people, please call us, and we will connect you to Brian. How is that for being a conduit there for you, Brian?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Now, I want to encourage everyone to go to Brian's website, and that website is gbrianbenson.com. Brian, you are fantastic. Now, in about 2 minutes, is there any words that you want to leave with everybody? Any last thoughts? The show's gone so fast. Is there anything that we didn't cover? Talk about putting you on the spot. I apologize. I just know you have so much wisdom.
No. You know, there's a lot of stuff. I guess one of my new e-books is called Caveman No More, A Balanced, Authentic Man in the 21st Century. And so pretty much all my work is for men or women, but I wrote this one specifically for men to kind of try to use myself as an example to try to help them tap into their creative, intuitive side. And I don't call it their feminine or softer side. I call it their creative, intuitive side. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. It's a lot of fun.
Good. And you've got, now, is that on your website?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then you've got a couple other books, right? Didn't you say you had three e-books?
I have four e-books. One is a compilation of poems and stories that I've written. And I also have one called The Art of Balance, How to Stay Centered, Focused, and Achieve Your Dreams. And then in addition to Brian's list, WET, which can be downloaded, but it's in print or CD form.
Now, let me ask you, someone's listening, they're having a difficult time in their life right now with their health. What would you suggest after the call? What do you suggest they do?
Well,
no pressure, my friend.
Yeah, no pressure at all. I mean, I think everybody's situation is different. But I think when we are in the midst of trying times, I think the best thing to try to do, even though it might not be easy, is to try to find some balance, because it will make it a little easier. I'm not saying it'll totally get rid of all your ailments or, you know what I mean, but trying to find some balance just to get yourself headed in the right direction.
Exactly. That's really good advice. And, I know there's a storm going by right now, and there's, you know, a lot of concern right now, and where, you know, in the Rhode Island, New York, Connecticut, Eastern Board. And if you're listening, this is something that I've done to help me in the past, and that's to put a bubble around me. I've talked about this with you listeners before in the past about protecting your energy, keeping your kids safe when they walk to school. You can put like a bubble around them or a white light. So anyone who's listening, you know, you might be in the storm right now. You might want to just take a minute, and I've been saying this to Chris, our producer, so we can keep doing the show, is to see a white light around your location where you are, and that will keep you safe. Brian, do you want to add anything to that? I just felt that was really important to share with some people.
You said it perfectly, yeah.
Good. Well, Brian, I have so enjoyed having you on the show today, my friend, and thank you for all the work you're doing in the world. You're such a blessing.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and I feel the same about you.
Well, thank you, my dear. Now, guys, many of you have been asking where you can come and get inspired by me or meet me. Well, I have booked an event that is now open to the public, and that event is called What Women Want Expo, and it is being held in Niagara on the Lake, Ontario, Canada. It's happening Wednesday, October the 12th from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be delivering the keynote speech, and that is talk is Create the Life You Desire. I'm going to be sharing tools and techniques even more than what you're hearing today. It is a ways off, but tickets are already starting to sell for this event for October the 12th. So if you're interested in coming up to Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada, that's just past Niagara Falls, Buffalo, and Canada, you can purchase your tickets. And to get more details, call 905-401-6449. Okay, and I'll repeat that for more details on this event, What Women Want Expo. You can call 905-401-6449. The motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. So to book me for your event, contact me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, I've shared with you during the show about the challenges that I faced. And a major part of my healing was for me having Reiki treatments. Reiki is an energy healing modality that works on your spiritual, your mental, your physical, and your emotional levels. I have to tell you that I was so impressed with those sessions and what they did for me that I went on to become a Reiki master. And I taught people how to do healings on their families, their friends, and their pets. So I am doing a class. This is going to be the last small class I will be teaching because I'm so busy doing a public appearances now and shows and TV interviews. So this is the last one that's going. I'm going to be doing for a small group of 12 people. Tickets are already selling for this as well. It is happening in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. It's on Saturday, July the 9th, and it's from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Again, that's July the 9th, Burlington, Ontario, Canada. And during that time, you're going to receive your level one Reiki certificates. You're going to go home with a manual. And during the course, you're going to learn how to clear your negative energy around you, the negative people. And you're going to learn how to connect with your angels, your loved one, and your pets on the other side. And if there's time, my star puppies, Molly, Willie, and Gus, will be part of the class, and you'll get to do Reiki on them. So if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, you'll see the calendar. Look up July the 9th, and it'll have the details. Send me an email. We'll connect, and we'll get you signed up. Tickets are selling fast. We do have people come from all across North America for this, so give me a call soon. Now, we've had a great show today, and I've been really blessed to have Brian here today. I hope that something that Brian and I have said here today will help you on your journey. Please continue to send me your emails. I am here to help you in any way that I can. And for looking for more inspiration, check out my website, AskSueLondon.com. And there you will find a tab that says books. Go to that tab, and there you can learn about my story and get it in hard copy or in ebook version of Soar Above It All. So check that out, folks. Now, I want to thank my guest, Brian Benson, for being here today. And I'm sure Brian and I have shared something today with you that's going to help you in some way. So please, you know, open your minds, take the tools and techniques we've shared with you, because I know that you can create the life that you desire. I believe you can do it. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Lisa Petty. We're going to be talking about fit kids, fit families. So on behalf of my guest, Brian Benson, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Be safe, everyone. Have a fantastic week. All the best.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.